You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Our phone number is 564-1290 or 866-564-1290. Go to RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com, to listen to past programs and find real estate information. Call me after the program at 452-2428, 452-CHAT.
I don't want to say we have a rocky real estate market right now, but I was out caravanning and I walked in to an open house and the agent said, oh, you know, we're in escrow. You know, just accepted an offer yesterday, but, you know, please let me know if you have anyone. And I said, okay. And as I'm walking in the house, within a couple of minutes, the agent who brought the offer came in to cancel the escrow. So in and out. Man, that's a tough one. Got an article here on fewer elderly paying off mortgages. Speaking of elderly, do want to have an announcement here, right here locally in Summerlin. Marilyn Senegals, who is, I guess we'd call her elderly. She's past 80. She's an avid reader and a talk radio listener, and recently is a little less mobile, or mobile, if you prefer, and started watching videotapes because she didn't have cable hooked up. And I brought over my collection of 72 episodes of Perry Mason. And then she turned around, though, and got cable TV hooked up after 25 years. And that's an amazing accomplishment for her. And I was talking to her about it a while ago. And I was talking to her about something, and I just in kind of threw up my hands. I said, Marilyn, you're a stubborn woman. And she immediately retorted, I'm a woman. Which I thought was, which I thought was a great line. So speaking of elderly, a man was asked, Norm Edelin, how old he'll be when his last mortgage payment is due, and he didn't miss a beat. He said 100. About 25% of all Americans over age 65 have yet to pay off their home loans. 25% over age 65. That's up from 11% in 1983. According to Boston College analysis of Federal Reserve Board data. That's an interesting jump, 11% to 25% people over age 65. Today, people who marry or remarry in middle age often find themselves making down payments on a home at a stage in life when their own parents had already paid off the mortgage. Others are able to pay off their mortgage, but opt to refinance to help make ends meet in retirement, pushing their debt deep into old age. Now, as long as you can still find a job in an older age, as long as the housing market remains strong, it's not a terrible thing, said a senior research analyst at Harvard University's Joint Center for Housing Studies. But if bad things happen economically, could be a problem. A new ARP national survey found that among workers 55 and older with mortgages, about half doubted they could pay them off before they retire. What's fading is a tradition called the mortgage burning party. Younger loan agents have never heard of the tradition. 100% of the people this guy teaches, he teaches... Who is this guy? That doesn't matter. He teaches classes. 100% of the people I teach in their late 20s or 30s have no idea what a mortgage burning is. The whole attitude of paying off the mortgage and owning the home free and clear is disappearing from the country. Many workers can no longer count on pension or even working until the traditional retirement age of 65. By refinancing, cash-strapped retirees can unlock the equity in their homes for living expenses. But, says Marjorie Mullen, a financial advisor in L.A., you can't buy groceries by taking your deed of trust to the grocery store. Hey, you might want to write that down, folks. I didn't realize that. You have to have money in the bank. The trend could pose particularly hazards for baby boomers and other workers who are younger. Among those aged 55 to 64, about 50% owed money on their homes. Now, this was in 2004. Back in 1989, only 37% owed money on their homes. That's amazing. Go back to 1989, people between age 55 and 64, only 37% of them owed money on their homes back in 1989. And in 2004, now it's 50%. Well, that's the trend they're talking about. The level may have stabilized recently. The size of the debt has surged. Well, that should be nothing new. It was $596 billion in 2001, and now in 2004, anyway, it was $1 trillion. Growing share of the debt is in the form of adjustable rate mortgages. Well, this is coming to the point where people are worried now and referencing this about what's going to happen with the future. If the adjustable rate mortgages are poised to rise, so for borrowers who are in the decade before the traditional retirement age of 65, such adjustable debt jumped from 16% in 2001 to 21% in 2004. So finally, a reason that older people traditionally have fled from debt, if a borrower's ability to repay becomes compromised, it can be especially difficult to bounce back. If a borrower's ability to repay becomes compromised. I mean, that's why older people have traditionally fled from debt. Fledgling from debt. Well, that, you know, this whole issue is on everyone's mind, and God knows where it's going to end. Because people have been riding this, and people keep speculating the future of these interest rates and how it's going to impact people. The advice I always give people is, look, if you can afford the payments, and we're presumably talking about a fixed rate loan, regardless of what the market does, I don't care if it goes up 20 or 30% or goes down 20, 30%. Is this, you're buying a place to live? Are you buying shelter? Or are you speculating? Are you buying to flip something? You know, the conservative approach. But what are people buying? Well, there's a couple of things for sale right now. I don't know if you read in the paper about a house in Aspen, Colorado. It's owned by a man from Saudi Arabia who is a UN representative or something. $135 million. He apparently has the highest list price in the country. Followed not too far behind by none other than Donald Trump, who has a house listed for $125 million. At least he did back in January of 06. Wonder if he's had a price reduction, or wonder if it's sold. Palm Beach, Florida, $125 million. And so now this guy in Aspen trumps him at $135 million. Now, locally, we have a place called Bixby Ranch. A friend of mine used to work there. It's also known as Rancho El Cojo, if that's how you pronounce C-O-J-O. J-O. J-Lo. J-Lo should buy this house. It's the last intact coastal ranch with multiple parcels. It's owned by the Bixby Ranch Company since 1919. It's 9 miles of pristine ocean, coastline, and sandy beaches. 9 miles. You'd be lucky if you had 9 feet. Go down to Miramar Beach, down at the end of the road there. Those little homes there are selling for a couple, $3 million. Might you'd be lucky if you have 20 feet, 30 feet. Unless you're R.P. Richards, then you might have, what does he have? 80 feet, 90 feet? 9 miles of ocean coastline. It's got a working cattle ranch since the early 1900s and retains the natural beauty as it did when Fred Bixby acquired it 100 years ago. So, how much is that? $110 million right here in Santa Barbara. You got about 8,580 acres. $110 million, Aspen at $135 million, and Trump at $125 million. But that's very old data, actually, Trump's thing. I don't know what I should follow up on that. So how big is too big? Well, the latest real estate boom, it seems like there's no such thing as too big a home. Everyone's worrying about mansionization and the mega houses. Lawmakers in DeKalb County, Georgia, passed a bill that allows residents to veto construction of mega houses. You know, on the one hand, you don't want someone blocking your sun and your view, and it's nice to compromise. On the other hand, someone's invested their life savings in a house, can't afford to move, and they have a growing family. You know, it's a sticky wicket. In Marin County, California, would-be homeowners of new homes larger than 4,000 square feet must get approval from local authorities and, I guess, a note from their doctor. Maybe if you have need a larger home. Pitkin County, Colorado, which includes Aspen. There you go. We have the $135 million in Aspen. Is now considering a 15,000 square foot cap on home size. Already houses larger than 5,000 square feet must include a source of renewable energy, such as solar panels, or pay to support local renewable energy projects. Let's see. We had Austin, Texas, interim legislation. And they want to restrict the size of new homes on existing lots. The homes must be no larger than 2,500 square feet or less than 20% than the new home that was removed. So here's the last one out in Delray Beach, Florida. They put a six-month moratorium was placed on construction homes larger than 2,000 square feet in historic districts of Delray Beach, Florida. 2,000, that's not very large. Speaking of large, we're running out of time here. We have a fourth segment coming up with the weekly multiple listing update. I'll revisit the first 29 weeks of the year. We'll recap the past few years. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Go to RadioRealEstate.com. You won't regret it.